Good morning, gentlemen. I want to talk to you about something I've noticed and just wondering whether you've noticed it yourself where you live. As you may or may not know, I'm in the kind of building industry, and I do tend to work on a lot of building sites, some very big and some reasonably small. And as we know, Femons can do anything. They're all empowered. And they can be plumbers and electricians and whatever they want. But they could have been plumbers and electricians any time they wanted. But they took the easy road, didn't they? There's never been a law that I know of that Femons couldn't have done those type of jobs before. They just didn't want to. But when they saw the plumbers and electricians how much money they were getting, they saw the dollar signs. And I've experienced plumbers, Femon plumbers, on building sites. Then they come on the site and they expect everybody to treat them special. But it didn't really happen, at least on the building sites I was on. Men treated these Femons just like they treated every other man on the site. That's what Femons wanted, equality. And it didn't take long for Femons to find out it's actually hard goddamn work. Sometimes in very cold conditions, and dirty conditions, and cramped conditions. And some of the days can seem quite long at 10 to 12 hours. And quite frankly, most of them didn't seem like they were enjoying themselves after a little while. I guess the novelty wore off. And I don't think Femons realized how much hard work plumbers, electricians, and on the building site that men did. The same as when they want to be footballers. They'll just turn up to the game, kick a ball about, and then get loads of money. First of all, you have to be good at kicking a ball about, which takes a lot of training, and a lot of them don't make it, at least to the big bucks. But what I've noticed, I haven't seen hardly any Femons on building sites anymore, at least where I'm working. So have the so-called easy money they thought they were going to get, have they just given up on that? Because it's too damn hard work. From what I've noticed, Femons seem to play-act at things and not really do things 100%. And even though they say they want equality, they expect to be helped along the way and given special treatment. Because Femons and nature has made them the childbearers of the society, they have periods, did you know that? But they shouldn't have to pay for that. Other people should pay for their paraphernalia for periods. And now they're trying to make menopause something special as well. Another thing that men don't have and Femons do. But when they're very young or in their teenage, 18, 19 years old, they're not complaining about they have tits and they have a tube. Because look at the advantages they have, especially if they're attractive. But as always, Femons want their cake and eat it too. And they're born moaners, aren't they? And of course, when in doubt, get the bikini out. And it doesn't even matter nowadays if you haven't got a body for it. But they have a new weapon now, guys. The micro bikini. Yeah, that would look really good on an oversized Femon. But once again, it's all superficial. The trouble is, especially in the Western world and a lot of Europe, they're not worth man's time and effort anymore. There's too much drama. There's too much chaos. There's too much craziness. And the dangers for males in this world today outweighs getting involved with that nice-looking Femon in the micro bikini. Now, I went downtown yesterday, and most of the Femons I saw, a lot of them looked like men, or I couldn't tell what they were, and the others looked like women of the night. At least that's the way they dressed. And you mix that with their general attitude of most modern Femons, it's not surprising that men are finding other things to do. Then, of course, it's the blatant scams that they run as well. And, of course, they're always the victim, when in reality it's men who are the victims. It seems like every day, Femons are becoming more obsolete to the modern man. And I, for one, am happy about that. There may come a day when Femons will have to earn their way in society, like men have done for centuries. Bah, that's just a dream of mine, of course. But some dreams have a habit of becoming reality. You take it easy, fellas.